the NDC took over this government in 2009, the government needed to arrest a deteriorating economic situation and create stable macroeconomic conditions. So the macroeconomic conditions that needed to be stabilized basically was that the fiscal deficit, which was very large, had been the largest in Ghana's history in the period 2008. Inflation was rising and needed to be reduced, and also the central bank had very low reserves. In a relatively short period of some 3 years, the government was able to stabilize this situation and also generate substantial growth in the economy. The fiscal deficit reduced from somewhere around 14% in 2008 to 9.5% in 2009, and in 2 years had reduced to 4.5%. This year, it is planned to go up to 6.77% because of a peculiar economic that arises in election years. With respect to inflation, inflation reduced consistently from around 20% thereabouts to what we have now in single digits. And the single digit has been the longest continuous period in Ghana's post-independence history. And that is the record that we have to sustain. The reserve position of the central bank, it increased from about $2 billion to over $5 billion in that period.